Startled, Charlotte looked up. Then she looked around, but no one was there. The sweetest giggling filled the air, almost as sweet as darling as her baby sister Lucy's darling giggles. Charlotte looked at the moss to see a little person. Not little like her baby sister little, much smaller, about the size of her hand from the bottom of the palm to the top of the tallest finger. Hello there. Welcome to Embroidery for Kids and Me podcast and blog, brought to you by Tutus and Fairy Tales. My name is Marilyn McDonald, and I guide busy mothers on how to awaken the joy of embroidery to your children. How do I do this? I'm so glad you asked. Twice each month, I share a new story that will excite your children to learn to embroider. I will also share tips, patterns, and tools to help you teach your children, even if you don't know what you are doing. Through this process, you will have fun learning too. All my patterns are inspired by fairy tales, ballet stories, and more. It's going to be a fun ride. I hope you come with me. Welcome back, friends. I have been working on something new that I am excited to share with you. Starting this month, July of 2021, I will be engaging your children's imagination as I teach embroidery through story. These stories will be geared towards your children ages 8 and older, so younger siblings will enjoy listening too. I know how busy you are. There are so many things you want to teach and do with your children, but the days are speeding by without your permission, and the stress over not achieving your goals for your children gets ever higher. My plan is to lessen your stress and create wonder in your home as your children learn to embroider joyfully. By the end of this 6-month journey, your children will have learned everything necessary to complete their first embroidery art picture that they can proudly display on the wall. Each story builds on the one before. The lessons are quick. The tasks simple so that over time your precious children will be sewing happily. If that wasn't awesome enough, there will be free tools as needed to help you as well as pictures of the process on the blog. Since this is a blog and podcast, you have the choice to read or listen to the stories. How awesome is that? Before I let you go, I want to tell you a little of my story. I will never forget how I discovered my love for storytelling. After my first child was born, I began to read a lot about child development. One thing stood out to me like a sore thumb because I didn't want to do it. It was the importance of telling stories without pictures to your child. I won't get into the why here, but it made me think of my mother who made up stories for us when we were children. She is a master storyteller. I loved hearing her retelling of fairy tales. She also told stories she imagined just for us. The wood nymphs were my favorite ones. Johnny and Ori made friends with the wood nymph family. The wood nymphs lived in a tree in the woods. My mom would describe details of all their tiny things that they had in their room. Things like brooms, pots, wood stoves, and more. There was much more to the stories than this, but these tiny objects captured my imagination. I pictured what their home must be like. These truly were magical times in my childhood that I and all 7 of my siblings cherish to this day. But there was no way I could make up stories as well as my mother. No way! Sometimes mom guilt is a good thing, for it led me to try. So I tried. I was so nervous. But my oldest, named Felicity, who was about 3 at the time, loved my stories. I learned some formulas from my mother. They worked. My stories became better. I was so happy, and so was my daughter. Yay! It wasn't just Felicity. When my Andy was old enough, he loved them too. Next came Joshua, followed by Benjamin, then Oliver. Baby Edward will have his turn before I know it. There is one story that really helped me gain confidence. One day, when I was just a few months into storytelling, my husband, Eric, was listening to one of my stories from the kitchen. I was telling a story from a scribble drawing my 3-year-old Felicity proudly gave to me. At the end, Eric told me he enjoyed my story and wondered what book it was. I proudly told him I had made it up and showed him Felicity's drawings that inspired it. He was sweet and complimentary, and it really helped boost my confidence. I greatly enjoy crafting, too. I love to knit, sew, embroider, crochet, needle felt, and more. I have made hats, toys, decorations, etc. I bring my children into all of this fun as much as possible. We have had so many happy times creating together. Some stressed mixed in there, of course, but I have learned how to lessen those over the years. My favorite craft is embroidery. Embroidery is beautiful and practical. It is soothing and fun. It also takes time, which is a good thing. I like to get through projects quickly as well as anyone else, but it is good to take your time enjoying the process, creating something you love. Just a little here and a little there, and before you know it, it is done. Learning to take your time on something you can be proud of is a gift for myself and my children. This is why I focused on embroidery here. I'm so excited to combine my love of embroidery with love of storytelling with you. My beloved wood nymphs that I loved so much as a child will be joining us on our adventures. Don't forget to come back every other week for more stories, tips, tools, and patterns. If you sign up for my email community, you will be notified for all the goings on, including help and inspiration for your family's journey. Go to tutusandfairytales.com to sign up. See you next time. Goodbye for now. That's it for this week. I hope you are loving the podcast as much as I love making it for you. Did you know that I have another podcast hosted by my husband, Eric? He is a wonderful storyteller, and he will be reading to you fairy tales, folk tales, tall tales, and much more. Search for Tales from Long Ago wherever you listen to podcasts, or find them on my website, tutusandfairytales.com. Enjoy!